phone rules.
Guidelines when you're calling home.
Yeah, and because of this argument, and I've talked to psychologists over there, and they talk about the stress. You think of the stress of being shot at or bombed or something like that. There's also the stress of being away from home for so
sure.
long. So I copied these down, and I just wanted to read some of these. It gives you an idea. First of all, these are actually not bad phone rules for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it says, always say I love you to start the conversation.
We do that here at the office.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
I noticed that. Your producer.
Yeah.
Maria. Then number two says, always explain if you're tired and annoyed. Being tired and annoyed may sound like you're angry. Your loved one needs to know you aren't angry with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number three is my favorite. Always ask how your loved one is doing before asking about your car, motorcycle, boat, boat, or bills. And you know, I copy these down. I was reading it to Daryl Worley. Daryl's from Southern Tennessee. He's this great country artist. And he said, that sounds like me. But have you put the cover on the boat? It's getting cold. So Daryl learned from this. This one was, do not expect your family to understand your situation.
Right.
We are here in Afghanistan, so this war won't ever come to America. We are here to keep them safe. Five, remind your loved one of a good memory you share and will share again. And six, always say I love you before you hang up.
It's very sad and touching, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think sometimes we don't understand because, and I think it's because this is a volunteer military that's more isolated from the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, would urge people to understand the sacrifice that the families are paying, and there's a lot of, I've talked to psychologists, and they say that, you know, like Dear John letters are one of the hardest things there, and it's hard on everyone, and the sacrifice is amazing. So I just, you know, like to just remind everyone to understand that and reach out to a family that has someone over there.
Thank you very much, Al.